Hi there. The word for today is, this year listen to God. In Isaiah 58 verse 11 we read, the Lord will guide you continually. How can we say we have a personal relationship with God and yet say he never talks to us? Come on. Being open and receptive to the leadings of the Holy Spirit is a non-optional part of Christian living. We can all learn how to be open to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. They're not reserved for important people or for those who are more spiritual than you think you are. God will speak to you if you'll just take time to listen to him. Author John Ortberg writes, much of the adventure of Christian living involves responsiveness to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. This guidance is not restricted to momentous decisions. It's learned mainly when we practice it on a continuing basis. That's why David prayed Psalm 25 verse 4, and I quote, make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths, for you are the God of my salvation. Author Richard Foster writes, in our day, heaven and earth are on tiptoe waiting for the emerging of a spirit-led, spirit-empowered people. It has happened before. It can happen again. Such a people will not emerge, however, until there is among us a deeper, more profound experience of an Emmanuel of the Spirit, God with us, a knowledge that in the power of the Spirit, Jesus himself has come to guide his people. An experience of his leading that is as definite and as immediate as the cloud that led Israel by day and the fire by night. And you know what? That experience can be yours when you believe the promise of Isaiah 58 verse 11, the Lord will guide you continually. And that promise is for you. So memorize it, personalize it, live by it, and see where it takes you this year. That's the word for you today.